A new report says attacking schools and universities has become a weapon of war. It says in the last 5 years, hundreds of students and teachers have been killed and many more injured. The report, Education Under Attack, identifies 30 countries where there was a pattern of deliberate attacks between 2009 and 2013. The Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack published the 250-page study. Dia Najawan is the group's director.
Attacks on schools, teachers, students, professors, academics is much more widespread than previously documented. Schools are being burned, bombed, torched. Teachers are being extorted, abducted. Students are being recruited into armed forces in schools and universities in conflicts across the world.
But why attack schools?
Schools and teachers often represent the state, and so they're a soft target. They're easy to bomb, they're easy to injure, much easier than hard targets like military posts, for example.
The report says students and teachers in Africa are most at risk. 9 sub-Saharan countries are among the list of 30 nations cited in the report. Veronique Aubert is conflict and humanitarian advisor at Save the Children, a member of the coalition.
Central African Republic, Côte d'Ivoire, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Mali, Nigeria, Somalia and Zimbabwe have been affected.
She says students and educators are not just caught in the crossfire, but targeted.
They're shot, threatened, even abducted because of their connection to education. They're easy targets and they need to be protected.
In many cases, schools were used as military barracks, firing positions, weapons depots, and detention and torture centers. The report says in late 2012 and 2013, more than 100 schools were looted or vandalized in Central African Republic. In the 2010-2011 post-election conflict in Ivory Coast, more than 500 schools and universities were destroyed, damaged, looted, or used by armed groups and national military forces. The non-sub-Saharan countries listed in the report include Sudan, South Sudan, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, Libya, Iran, Iraq, Russia, and India. The Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack is urging the adoption of the Lucerne's guidelines. They call on warring parties not to use schools and universities for any military purpose. It also says even schools abandoned during conflict should not be taken over by armed groups. The coalition adds that student safety helps ensure a better future for our country once the fighting stops. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.